Psalm 138, Preface. With indelible letters, we should inscribe into our hearts these words of this so beautiful psalm, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me." Verse 7. This is to be our strong comfort under the cross and in every need, that God cannot and will not forsake us, nay, not in the midst of death. He has promised it, and he will remain our God, Father, Lord, Physician, Helper, and Deliverer. To him let us at all times look, and in him let us trust. In due time he will make an end both of our enemies, sin, death, tyrants, and fanatics, and also of our afflictions and tribulations. The work which he has begun in us he will not abandon. He will finish it for his name's sake, will finally deliver us from this world so full of trouble, and will receive us unto himself, where we shall enjoy the fruit of our hope and our sufferings. The work of his hands, the people whom he has prepared unto himself, whom he has adopted as his children and heirs, and whom he has made his temple, these he cannot abandon to destruction. Trust his truth and resist the enemy, as the 138th Psalm teaches. Thanksgiving to God for his mercy and truth. A Psalm of David. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me, and thou strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knows afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Summary. David here returns thanks for the goodness and mercy which the Lord had so richly conferred on him. He declares that he will praise the Lord before the gods, before the great of the earth, because God had made his name great through his word. David also looks to the future and prophesies the spreading of Christ's kingdom among the Gentiles, that kings would receive his word and would rejoice to worship him and to walk in his ways. This kingdom of Christ David describes as a kingdom of deliverance and salvation. Jesus Christ, our King, is exalted to God's right hand. He is seated high, but he looks to the lowly on earth, to help the needy, to comfort the contrite, to save the sinners, to deliver the captives. Hence, as the Jews, when praying, turn toward the temple, so should we, in our prayers, turn to our exalted Savior, beseeching him to build his kingdom and to perfect his work within us, that our eyes may see his salvation. Prayer. Renewed thanks do we return unto thee, O Father of mercy, for all thy loving kindness towards us, and chiefly because thou hast called us into the kingdom of thy Son, our Savior. Cleanse us from sin by his blood, and remember not our transgressions against us. Forsake not the work of thine own hands, that, delivered from our enemies, we may evermore praise thee. Amen.